How many of you are sick and tired of this world? Just sick and tired of this world. How many's ready to get out of here? You know what's waiting on you. You're ready to go. Well, I've got good news for you today. If you're not ready and you like hanging around this old world, this ain't going to be really good news for you. But for those of you that are ready to split the clouds and go be live with Jesus, I got some good news for you today. Some good news for you today. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Luke chapter 21. I simply preached the message this morning, and probably, I don't know how far I'm going to get along, but probably tonight, two-part sermon on rapture indicators. Rapture indicators. Only two or three, Brother Hewitt and Brother Ronnie is familiar, you know, got all that money in the stock market and just overwhelmed with it. But there are certain indicators that will help or contribute to the fluctuation of what the market does. And there's indicators, and usually the day before, they will give you some indicators of what's happening, what's going on. So there is multitude of indicators depending upon if the stock market's going to go up, if the stock market's going to go down, whatever it may be. There are indicators. Somebody say indicators, because I want you to grasp that. Those of you that farm and raise cows and calves, there are indicators when mama's fixing to deliver that calf. You boys tell me if I'm right or not. That they watch that mama calf, and there's indicators when she's going to deliver that calf. The health department has written out a line of indicators for those that are susceptible to having heart attacks. There is indicators. You have a heaviness in your chest. You have headaches. Your right arm hurts and all the way down. There's indicators. Somebody say indicators. There's indicators of those things. Well, I want you to know that there are indicators of the rapture of the church. Luke chapter 21 is full of those indicators. And I want to take it to the perspective of the tribulation period of indicators, and I'll explain a little bit more of that as I go. So if you have your Bibles, Luke 21, beginning at verse 34, thank you for standing, for reading God's Word, and thank you for worshiping and just taking time this morning to let God have His way. Luke said in chapter 21, verse 34, "And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting." That means just overindulgent in life. "And drunkenness and the cares of this life. And so that day come upon you unaware. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell upon the face of the whole earth." Verse 36, "Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be counted worthy to escape these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Father God, I pray that You will take this message today, apply it to our hearts and our lives. I pray that You will encourage, Lord, those that are looking for Your return. And I pray, God, that You will convict and bring to repentance those, Lord, that are weary in their soul. Let Your name be lifted up above all things, in Jesus' name. And the body said, amen. Another translation of those verses that I just read to you, it says, "Be careful." I mean, you've heard that from your mamas. Be careful, or your hearts will be weighted down with suspicion, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. I can't say the word very good. D-I-S-S-I-P-A-T-I-O-N. How's that? How do you say that, hon? Yeah, that's exactly how you say it. But I can tell you what it means. It means that you've had so much of the stuff that you're overindulged in the stuff and you're sick and tired of the stuff. That's exactly what that means. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of this world. I've had all I want. I've had enough. I'm ready to leave. So the drunkenness, be careful. Be careful. Don't let your hearts be weighted down with all of this stuff. I told you, for those that are looking for Him return, it's good news. But the drunkenness and the anxieties of life, I don't know how many times I've heard people talk about the anxieties that they're dealing with. And the Bible tells us, you don't have to worry. You don't have to let these anxieties get a hold of you. That day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Verse 36. Be always on watch. Pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen. I don't know about you, but I'm praying. Anybody praying with me? And that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Okay, I want to read a couple more verses and then we're going to get into the message. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I'm setting the stage, verse number 7. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. We know we're talking about the Antichrist there. And for the secret power of lawlessness, this is what it says again, is already at work. The spirit of the Antichrist is already working in our world today. But the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he be taken out of the way, the Holy Spirit, the church. I don't know how it could get much plainer than that. Till he be taken out of the way, the church. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of His mouth and destroy with the splendor of His coming. The mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against the constituted authority, that's exactly where we are today. It's Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians again, I'm just paraphrasing. The mystery of lawlessness, the hidden principle of a rebellion against constituted authority. What in the world are we seeing today? Is that spirit working in our world? Most definitely. An indicator. It is already at work in our world. But it is restrained only until he who restrains it is taken out of the way, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. That's why it's so important. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to get the Holy Ghost. Verse number 8, and then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appearing at his coming. Hallelujah. Told you I got some good news for you. I have heard, and I read several scriptures because I wanted to set the tone and help you understand. I've heard arguments as long as I can remember about the tribulation and what it will bring and whether or not the rapture will happen before the tribulation, in the middle of the tribulation, or at the end of the tribulation. And I do agree with the argument. The main thing is just be ready when He does come. And I totally agree with that. I've always been one, as I've read and studied God's Word, to feel that the Bible is very clear on the rapture of the church happening before, or pre-trib, before the rapture of the church. And while understanding the argument of some pre-trib, or mid-trib, while I understand part of that theology, Well, I understand the argument that it's not important when, but we really got to be ready regardless of when it happens. But also understand the Scripture in 2 Thessalonians talks about the mystery of iniquity, and Luke also to pray that we might escape those things coming upon the earth. I understand we're going to face a lot of circumstances. We're going to face a lot of things. We are facing a lot of stuff. And no doubt some of the third world countries would think we are already in the middle of the tribulation or the latter part of it. And you look around our society and watch the news today and you're thinking, Lord, what is keeping you from coming? Okay? Indicators. Indicators. So the mystery of iniquity, he tells us, doth already work. But he who now lets, which is the Holy Ghost, inside the lives of people, inside God's people, the church, until he is raptured out or taken out of the way, the man of perdition or the Antichrist cannot be revealed. Now, if that wasn't the case, that we would be delivered prior to the tribulation period, why did Luke tell us that we need to pray that we might escape these things that are coming? Number one point. 2 Thessalonians talks about the mysteries of iniquity, and it cannot be revealed. Number two, if it's possible to leave prior to the tribulation, that's why Luke talked about those things that we can pray, that we need to pray that we be delivered from those things and not have to experience those things. I don't know about you, but I don't want to experience those things. Enough. We've had enough around here already, seems to me like. Unless you really love this world. It brings me to my next point. If we are so concentrated on the coming of the Lord in the middle of the tribulation or at the last of the tribulation, and we're looking for those signs, we're looking for those indicators that he's not going to come until the middle of the tribulation and the Antichrist is already here, then what's going to happen if we're lax until then and we miss the beginning? Does that make sense? I just want to get you ready for heaven. If you believe in anything but the pre-trib, that's fine. I'm not arguing with you. It's not the time to argue with you. I'm just telling you, if some people believe in mid-trib or post-trib, what if they're just going to live nonchalantly till they see all these things and then decide, well, I'm going to get ready, and we miss it? I don't want to miss it. I said, I don't want to miss it. I said, a church, I don't want to miss it. Understanding again, we are already seeing so many indicators of the tribulation period. I said we're seeing so many of the indicators of the tribulation. It's already here. Again, read Luke chapter 21 and you'll see the indicators. And if one believes the rapture, listen, I don't want to get in a big hurry here. I want to take my time. I want you to get this. If one believes that the rapture will take place prior to the tribulation period, and we're seeing all these indicators of how quickly the tribulation is coming on us, then I ask you a question. How close is our redemption? If the indicators of the tribulation period is all around us and we're seeing those things and we believe that the rapture is going to take place prior to the tribulation, I've got good news for you. It's going to happen soon and very soon. Indicators. You say, I've heard that all my life. I've seen that. I've talked about that and all this kind of stuff. Well, I'm here to tell you we're a lot closer today than we was the first time you heard it. But we have never ever seen the indicators we're seeing today. Never have we ever seen indicators that we're seeing today. All the indicators of how quickly the tribulation is coming upon us, how close is our redemption, how close is the rapture of the church, the rapture of the blood bought, washed in the blood of the Lamb, child of God, how close is it, church? That we're fixing to be taken out of here. Can I tell you, It doesn't take a genius to see that those things prophesied in God's Word are quickly coming to pass, and the indicators are actually screaming for us to pay attention. There's a lot of folks that's had indicators of a heart attack, and they've ignored it, and they've had one. There's a lot of people that's had indicators that their baby calves in the field was going to be born, and they've lost them because they didn't pay attention to the indicators. Brother Hewitt's lost millions because he didn't pay attention to the indicators on Wall Street. How many of us sitting here today is going to miss the rapture because we failed to see the indicators? We failed to see that. I'm not preaching gloom and doom. I'm preaching good news to those that are ready to get out of here. Indicators are all around about us, and they're happening so quick. To define indicator is to simply understand, acknowledge. It's a big, big deal. You got to acknowledge it. It can be all around you. It can be stamped on your forehead. But to acknowledge it and to see that there are trends and facts that are pointing to the state and the level in which something is. I'm here to tell you there are indicators that are pointing to the fact that Jesus Christ is coming soon. Verse 28 of Luke chapter 21 said, "When you see all these things begin to come to pass, then lift up your head, your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Your redemption draweth nigh. What time is it? If you would stop and read those verses of scriptures prior to verse 28 in Luke 21, you will see the indicators of what those things are and the indicators of those things that are coming. A lot of folks are probably the last few months are wondering what part of the tribulation we're in, but I can assure you we ain't there yet, because the church of the Lord Jesus Christ will be gone. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies. But yet we are told the spirit of iniquity doth already work in our world today. And we can see that spirit becoming bolder, more arrogant, and his agenda is being exploited and pushed to the forefront right in your face. Understand, church, that Christ is assuring us in His Word, and it is true, that His appearing is imminent, and we will soon see Him come in the clouds of glory. And I believe it's closer than we think. So the next few minutes in this evening, I want to talk to you about 10 things of the indicators that we are seeing right now. And I'm going to give them to you. So if I don't get through all of them today, you'll come back tonight and get the indicators, because I don't want to miss it and I don't want you to miss it. Famine, inflation, violence, increased anti-Semitism, the New World Order. I got some things to tell you that'll blow your mind. If you got a mind to blow, it'll blow it. Surrendering of rights. The mark of the beast, Middle East tension, the apostasy that's going on in our world today, and the mystery of iniquity itself / lawlessness. Have you watched the news very much the last several days or weeks? How many times have you heard them talk about lawlessness? Every day. So as we look at these things, these indicators of the tribulation period, let us understand that the rapture is upon us. It's closer than when we first believed. It's closer than you can imagine. And the whole point is for us to be ready. Be not weary in well-doing. And I have never in my life, including myself at times, become so weary that I feel like I cannot put one foot in front of the other. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. How many's ever felt that way? You're exhausted. You're tired. How many's ever felt that way right now? You're exhausted. You're tired. You don't feel like you can go another step. Don't be weary in well-doing. Our redemption's drawing nigh. There's famine in the land everywhere. We really don't see it that much around here, we don't think, but it's more prominent than probably we realize. You understand that when this pandemic hit, that there was a lot of things that transpired. Slaughterhouses had to shut down, so meat prices, there was either none or they shot up. The dairy farmers was pouring their milk out on the ground. All these things was happening, and it increases inflation, whether you realize it or whether you don't, and it increases the cost of things, and it's happening all around about us. And even though it's been a temporary thing, we see signs, indicators of shortage of many products on the shelves the last several weeks. How many remember some of you was going nuts just to find a roll of toilet paper? From paper goods to meat products, spaces on the grocery shelves. I had to run to the store yesterday and just going down some of the aisles, and I was shocked that still yet the places on the shelves that was bare. Things that you wouldn't even think about was bare. Oh, that's just a temporary thing, Brother Mike. It'll pass, Pastor. The thing about it is, this is indicators of that which is to come. This thing is strategically, I'm going to go ahead and say it, this thing has been strategically set in place in an order so they'll know what it takes, and I'll explain a little bit of this more as I go along, so that the government will know what it takes, yes, our government will know what it takes to control you. Don't think I'm crazy. I'll remove all doubt. I am crazy. Okay? You don't have to wonder about it. But these one thing I do know, there are indicators pointing for our getting out of this world. It is a indicator, the different areas of where we're at and the shortages, there's indicators that the government desires to control you. Things are coming back, rest assured, but they're indicators of what will to come. Revelations chapter 6, verse number 8 tells us about the rider of the pale horse that was given the authority to kill with the sword and with famine and with pestilence. This year, May the 12th, National Geographic published on their website said that there were swarms of locusts, giant locusts, in the eastern parts of Africa that was bringing great famine. The National Geographic also said, according to them, that there was some 13 million people in Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and other areas of there that was suffering from great food insecurity, which simply meant that there was some of them that would go a whole day without anything to eat. And then there was others that had nothing whatsoever. The National Geographic story also noted there was swarms of locusts in that area that could destroy up to 300 million pounds of crops per day. That seems overwhelming to me. This is National Geographic. They don't lie or exaggerate. And I'm sure that it was almost an underestimate. They're also reporting great swarms of locusts in India. It is all around the globe. Again, I'm not here of gloom and doom. I'm here to give you good news that we've got indicators that's giving us time to get ready for the rapture of the church. It's indicators to get out of here. Indicators to get out of here. How many of us would imagine that you had been paying $10 a pound for ground beef a year ago? I know I'm old, but I can remember when we would have sales on it for 59 cents a pound. And over a course of about, 6 weeks, maybe, it went from $3 a pound to $10 a pound. We're seeing a indicators of what is to come. What is to come? Number two, inflation. Revelation chapter 6, verse number 6, reveals the time of inflation would be overwhelming, for a measure of wheat would be worth a penny, and a measure of barley would be worth a penny, and the oil and wine would be in jeopardy. Now, we think about the penny part, and what this is particular saying don't sound like much, that a loaf of bread be worth a penny. But that's not what it's saying. We must realize that the Scriptures in this part, where they were then, where it is to us now, we must realize that a loaf of bread could be worth a day's wages. And I already mentioned to you about the ground beef. Venezuela stands as an example of the devastation by inflation caused by the government's debt of printing more and more money. What in the world has our government been doing? How many times have you heard of the United States' enormous debt and we're printing more money? How many of you have seen the signs on some of the grocery stores and some of the businesses, we no longer take cash? Or we need your coins because there is a deficit. You know what that means? It means those people didn't have any sense. Come on, work with me here, people. Okay, work with me. Some of you are getting lulled off to sleep. When you're sitting there and I see this, that's an indicator that you're going to sleep. There's a lot of things that perhaps sometimes we miss, but there is indicators all around about us that the Bible totally depicts is what's going to happen in the tribulation period, and we are seeing those things. Why are we seeing those things? Because the spirit of iniquity, the spirit of the Antichrist, Brother Steve, is already working in our world today, and we're seeing these things, and we've got people that desire lawlessness, and they are expediting, and those that are behind the spirit of lawlessness and Antichrist is getting antsy, and they're desiring to push it through as fast as they possibly can. I got good news for you. We're fixing to get out of here. We're fixing to get out of here. How many times have we heard the enormous debt the United States is in? And they're printing more and more money. And how many got your stimulus check? How many billions did they send out? And we're already in debt. So I wonder how many of us that took it and cashed it will be accountable to the government for taking their money. Just a thought. Just a thought. Another form of control, indicator of control. I don't know if you realize it or not, but our economy is being pushed to the edge of disaster. I said our economy is being pushed to the edge of disaster. The Lord spoke to us this morning and told us, don't allow fear to come into your life. You don't have to fear. There's no need for fear. God's already taken care of all of this. None of this is catching Him by surprise. None of it's catching Him by surprise. He's got you covered. You're in the palm of His hands. If He could feed, and He did feed Elijah with ravens and kept him there by the brook and then took him to a little widow woman's house that didn't have nothing and made a whole bunch of stuff out of nothing, He can take care of you. He can take, and He will, He has promised He will take care of you, and He affirmed it this morning. But our government is being pushed, Our economy has been pushed to the edge of disaster, along with unemployment of over 40 million people, and has moved America even closer to complete collapse. Now, let me tell you today again, this was strategically put in place. Our country is hated by the extreme left more than anything else. And they desire to bring it to a place of communist, Marxist rule. And they are doing everything they possibly can to expedite it as quickly as they possibly can. Why am I telling you all of these things? Because there are indicators that's proving this, that's helping us, that we will get ready for the rapture of the church, for Jesus Christ to come. Indicators. Indicators. Christ is coming back. They are pushing it to the brink of disaster. If you... I'm going to give you a little tidbit here. I don't know how many of you pay much attention to what's really going on, and you hear the one world government being talked about, and you don't want to think about it, you don't want to talk about it. It scares the heebie-jeebies out of you. If you don't know what that is, see me after church. But some people just don't want to talk about it. Did you know that the UN has a special website? You might want to write this down and look it up. It's UNNWO.org. You want to tell me what that means? United Nations New World Order. And there is a place on there that specifically outlines, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but I want you to know, it outlines what their predictions is by 2030. 10 years, folks. And the main part of that, it's let us take our planet back. And they have outlined, I believe there's 17 steps that they have outlined for the New World Order. That's on the website. It's not just talked about now. It's there. It's there. So we see all these indicators. We see all these things happening. And you know, most churches don't want to talk about it. We want to give you a fluffy message to make you feel good and make you comfortable on your way to hell, and don't really care about anything or anything. Just want to make you comfortable now so they can fill their pocketbooks and get them a Learjet to fly around in. I'm not one of those guys, okay? I'm here to tell you, you need to get ready, get your spirit ready, get your soul ready, get your man ready. We're getting out of here. We're getting out of here. How much time about that? Number three. Revelation chapter 9, verse 21 tells us that during the tribulation period, they will not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts. Now let me back up a minute. He said during the tribulation period. Okay? That's during the tribulation period. He has told us, but the spirit of the Antichrist is already working in our world today. What are we seeing? Over the past 2 months, murder has increased in some of our major cities times three because of the lawlessness. And because of our government thinks if we can defund the police, then everybody's going to live harmoniously. God help us to realize, church. I tell you again, I got good news for you. He said, this is what's going to happen in the tribulation period. We're seeing it happen. That spirit is getting more bolder. They're tearing up stuff. They're looting. They're stealing. They're burning. They're breaking. They're murdering. And they're not repenting. And they don't care. They've got an attitude that I'll do my thing and I don't care what you think. We see the violence in our world today that is being coexistence even in the family. We see things that are transpiring in our world today. And I don't want to get any farther ahead of myself on what I already have. But transpiring today that's causing family members to hate each other and to separate. Come on, I know what I'm talking about. I can tell you. I can name names. They cannot stand the sight of each other because I'm going to do what I want to do. I heard when we was in conference 2-3 weeks ago, and this just kind of goes along with it, or doesn't kind of, it does go along with it. This preacher had started college in 1974 and said before the professors taught me math, before they taught me history, before they taught me English, they taught me that if you wanted to stir up something, just create a problem. Just stir something up. What are we seeing today? It is being exemplified. It is being pushed to the forefront. Somebody told me a couple years ago that at the University of Arkansas, and I haven't confirmed this for sure, but I kind of agree with what the product they bring out of there. Hello? That the Buddhist religion was taught by a Buddhist. Muslim religion was taught by a Muslim. Christian religion was taught by an atheist. There's violence in our land everywhere. The Bible tells us that it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the coming of the Son of Man, referring to the violence, the lawlessness, and sin that rages all over the earth. It has become a pandemic within itself. How many, even a year ago, could any of us imagine what we would have experienced the last several weeks? Is there any doubt regarding the deadly intentions of the left in America who advocate abortion up to and even after birth? Who profit from the pandemic known as COVID-19? It's been absolutely said that we cannot let a pandemic go to waste. Who have allowed the destructions of our city. As I've already mentioned, defunding our police departments and doing everything they can to stop worship service. And in some instances, and in California specifically, have made an ordinance that they cannot sing in church. Boy, would you guys be in trouble. Stop and think about that for just a moment. It's not about rights. It's not about privileges. It's not about red, yellow, black, and white. It's about lawlessness. It's about sin in the world. It's about the spirit of iniquity that is working overtime to get rid of me and you. And I'm ready to go. I'm ready to let them have it. Hello? They are applying and putting such pressure on our freedom. Listen to me, church, and I'm closing. Putting such pressure on freedom of worship. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. And I don't know what's coming next. I don't know what's coming tomorrow. But I will tell you that in many cases, the pressure that is being put on freedom of worship is expediting and getting tougher. And in many cases, we refuse to confront it. Hello? We have a congressional right to worship the Lord. Don't tell me I cannot come to God's house and worship when they can allow the streets to be filled with hoodlums that are tearing up people, honest people's businesses, that are tearing them to shreds and leaving them bankrupt. Don't tell me I can't come to God's house and worship. These are indicators. Indicators. You notice there's pressure being put on our religious freedoms, right? In the tribulation period, it will be totally restricted. You will bow down to the Antichrist or else. You will take the mark of the beast or else. There are indicators. These things are happening right now as indicators to get you ready. And we believe in the rapture of the church happening prior to the tribulation period. We're almost out of here. Heavenly Father, I love you and appreciate you. And thank you, Lord, for your goodness, mercy, and grace. Thank you, Lord, for the good news that you have given us indicators that it doesn't have to surprise us. It doesn't have to overcome us as a thief in the middle of the night coming into our house. Because you have given us indicators, let us be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, understanding your spirit, understanding that your goodness and mercy has allowed us to see the indicators that are coming. Help us to be wise and see those things that are coming. For just a moment, heads bowed, eyes closed. Is there one here today that'd slip up your hand and say, Pastor Mike, these things do scare me because I'm not ready. These things do alarm me because I'm not sure where I would spend eternity. Would you just slip up your hand and say, Pastor, would you pray for me? I'm not going to come back and embarrass you. This is your time. This is your place. This is your relationship between you and God. I want to ask you that if you feel that and your desire is to get things right with God, these altars are open right now. And there'll be people to pray for you and undergird you and lift you up and to touch your heart and your life. And Jesus will apply the blood and make you ready for the kingdom of heaven. Father God, I worship you and thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, you see those, Lord, that are concerned about their soul. And we thank you, Lord, for those that are. Lord, we read in your word that said that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we are calling on you right now, Lord. And you said in your word that if we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that God hath raised him from the dead, if we believe those things, that we shall be saved. Confessing our sins and allowing Jesus Christ to cover them with his blood, our names will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we're a candidate for a rapture departure. If you have felt that today and you have prayed that prayer with me, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God raised him from the dead, you shall and will be saved, calling on Jesus Christ. Father God, touch hearts and lives. Minister to us today. Go with us, Lord, and bring us back at that appointed time. And Lord, help us to understand and realize that this is the day you've given us as we see the indicators to prepare for your return. We ask these things in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. See you tonight at 6 o'clock.